Hello, welcome to Health Check from the BBC. I'm Claudia Hammond and we've got a packed programme for you today. Back in the 1960s, a Japanese married couple, Utako and Shusuke Okamoto, discovered a medication called tranexamic acid. And all these years later, a huge trial called the Woman Trial has confirmed that this drug is remarkable. It can stop life-threatening bleeding during childbirth or after accidents. And even better than that, it's cheap, with each dose costing less than a dollar. This has the potential to save many thousands of lives. 21 countries took part in the trial, including Zambia, Jamaica, Albania and Pakistan, from where Shamela Jaffrey reports.
In the heart of Pakistan's garrison town Rawalpindi stands a colonial-style red brick building with a cross standing tall on its tomb. Holy Family Hospital, built by Christian missionaries before the partition of India and Pakistan, is a large state-run hospital where 20,000 babies are born every year. It's one of the busiest in the country.
It was very difficult for my husband to arrange blood. He had money, but even so, it still wasn't easy. I was given 41 bottles of blood.
Shabana Nosheen gave birth to a baby girl this week, and she's still as pale as death. The doctors say she suffered a severe postpartum hemorrhage or PPH, life-threatening bleeding following the birth, which could only be stopped by removing her uterus, a hysterectomy. Shabana Nosheen has clearly been traumatized by what she's been through.
Doctors told me that they had to remove my uterus to save my life. They asked my husband to sign a paper before they operated on me. My health is completely destroyed and I'm very upset about it.
Shabana Nosheen is lucky that she survived one of the most severe complications of childbirth. Pakistan is one of the 5 countries which make up 3/4 of all maternal deaths. And postpartum hemorrhage is the biggest cause of maternal mortality here. A fact which is all too familiar to Dr. Rizwana Chaudhary, who is head of gynecology at the Holy Family Hospital.
Women are already anemic. They have very low hemoglobin. Normally, according to the WHO criteria, it should be at least 11 grams. And average women who come to our government hospitals, they have an average hemoglobin of 7, 8, 9 grams. And on top of that, if they have postpartum hemorrhage, you can well imagine. And there would be a large number with hemoglobin even less than 7 grams. So the main cause of death in maternity, in majority of the countries where the maternal mortality is high, is postpartum hemorrhage.
They were rushing me from the ICU to the theater for hysterectomy. And it was so terrible for me. It was so terrifying for me.
Doctors tried to stop the bleeding when Dr. Amna Rafiq gave birth to her son. But things quickly got worse and she too had an emergency hysterectomy. Her medical knowledge meant she knew exactly how dangerous her situation was.
The only thing which I had in my mind, please Allah, save my life for my daughter. Even the son which was born at that time, I didn't remember him.
So you're not as worried about yourself as you're worried about your daughter?
I was not that. I prayed for myself, for my life, just for the sake of my daughter. Because if the mother is there, the whole family survives. If the mother doesn't remain, the family cannot survive, especially the children, without a mother.
Indeed, a child is far less likely to survive if their mother dies. And with a shortage of donated blood in many countries, including Pakistan, a solution is needed for those who can't access help quickly.
For postpartum hemorrhage, the first 2 hours are the golden hours. If you lose them, you may lose the patient. And majority of the hospitals do not have blood banks, they do not have trained professionals available. Finally, once they come to a tertiary care hospital, usually the time has gone, and whatever you do, you give them 10 bloods or 20 bloods, that it becomes almost impossible to bring them back.
Scientists at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine realized that buying time to try and save the lives of women who have PPH could come in the form of an old drug used in a new way. Tranexamic acid was created in Japan in the 1960s. Cheap and widely available, it's already been shown to cut deaths from bleeding in road traffic accident victims. Dr. Chowdhury was glad for her hospital and 42 others in Pakistan to be part of the women's study.
Drugs which can be given by somebody, for instance, a woman delivers 60 kilometers away from here or 100 kilometers, but this drug can be given if she goes into postpartum hemorrhage. Till a woman arrives at a tertiary care hospital where definitive treatment can be given.
How do you administer this drug?
This drug can be given intramuscularly, it can be given intravenously. We obviously use the intravenous route.
And nurses?
And it can also be given orally. Yeah, yes, the nurses can give this drug.
And when do you give it? I mean, when do you decide that, you know, this person should be given transexamic acid now?
What has been seen in the trial is that the earlier the better.
And although Dr. Amna Rafiq wasn't part of the women trial, she's proof that life-saving treatments for women who bleed after birth are vital.
I was thinking probably I won't recover from this. And I knew that PPH may lead to multi-organ failure. And then fortunately, in next 2 days, I was just like I had a normal cesarean section. In the second postoperative day, when I saw my son, I thought, oh, sorry, I forgot you. But obviously, when I came home, my son had a chest infection the seventh day of his life. At that time, I was extremely worried about him, and because I thought I have no uterus and I'm not going to have any more children. I went to the doctor, I just remember, the doctor said, you need not to worry about his chest infection. But when he read the notes and there was written the hysterectomy, then he said, I think we should give your son the antibiotics.
Some stories there of the impact of hemorrhage during childbirth.